This podcast is on the poem New Liberty Hall, which was written by Austin Clark. Before you listen to the podcast, it would be a good idea, if possible, to read through the poem one more time. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. So the poem is about New Liberty Hall, a building in central Dublin near O'Connell Street. Clark's poem describes the construction of the building, 16 floors in height. The building is an example of the changes occurring in Dublin City at the time, which, in Clark's opinion, sees the rise of capitalist thinking at the expense of the poor. The second heading is theme. The poem deals with the theme of change, particularly the theme of social change in the city of Dublin. While a new Liberty Hall may, on the surface, represent progress, for Clark, it symbolises the greed and self-serving motivations of people who are driven by profit rather than by social justice. So, while at one level the poem focuses on the physical changes to the city, at a deeper level, the building of Liberty Hall represents the social changes in Irish society. The poem, therefore, is an attack on, rather than in praise of, the new Liberty Hall. But it is not just an attack on the building. It is an attack on the self-serving capitalists who are driven not by ideals of social justice, but by a culture of materialism. In quote 3, you can now look back over the text of the poem and write down any three quotations that point to some of the key ideas in this poem. For each quote you have selected, write down one reason for your choice. We move on now to imagery. Clearly, the most striking image in the poem is that of the new Liberty Hall itself. Clark describes it as a building of expensive suites of glacier offices and with a very showy green pagoda with a curved roofline that acts like an umbrella, shading the glass offices from excessive sunlight. The building itself is babled above the streets, suggesting its height, but also that it seems out of place in the cityscape of Dublin. The biblical image also suggests the vanity of the new capitalists, for whom the building is a means towards profit-making and the generation of wealth. Clark finds it distasteful that the ideals of men such as James Connolly have been, in his opinion, lost in the scramble for materialist values, which all too often seem to leave the poor behind. The image of tenements in which the poor shiver suggests that little has changed from the time of Connolly for the poor. The fifth heading on your worksheet is language. And a good deal of the language used by Clark is quite simple, and he uses several single-syllabled words such as cap, sweat, skimp, and scrape. He also includes factual, historical, and informative language in the poem. For example, the references to Connolly and Larkin, and to the 16 floors, and also to the glass offices and pagoda-style roof. We turn now to form. When you look at the poem on the page, you might notice that it has a rather tall structure. It kind of mimics the shape of New Liberty Hall itself. Clark did not break the poem into separate stanzas. It looks more solid on the page, almost like a block of text. This structure could suggest how concerned Clark is with the emergence, not just of the building, but of the values it represents in Irish society. The seventh heading on your worksheet is sound. There is no formal rhyme pattern in the poem, but some end rhyme is used by Clark. For example, look at the final four lines. Clark uses a regular rhyme pattern with pagoda rhyming with da and cement rhyming with tenement. Clark is much more interested in using internal rhymes in the poem. There are numerous examples of assonance, alliteration, and sibilance. Which of these techniques can you hear in the following lines? Workers must skimp and scrape to own so fine a skyscraper. That repeated S sound is an example of sibilance, and it creates a kind of mocking tone to show Clark's disgust at the fact that workers will have to pay higher dues to their union in order to fund the project, which Clark believes will change very little in their lives. Another interesting technique he uses is to rhyme the first syllable of words at the end of a line, rather than the more usual last syllable of a word. For example, line 15 ends with the word gandon, while line 17 ends with gantries. The 8th heading is tone and mood. There is a contrast in the poem between a tone of admiration for men such as James Larkin and James Connolly, who gave a voice to the poor of the city of Dublin and spoke with idealism about Ireland and its future. When Clark refers to the emerging materialism in the city, the tone becomes one of contempt. These new capitalists don't rail against the cost of expensive suites, but rent them out as business transactions for profit. The new capitalists may seem like ordinary working class labourers wearing their simple caps, but that is where the resemblance ends. Clark is unimpressed by the showy or ostentatious style of the new building, reminding us that the fancy looking pagoda style roof is little more than glorified cement. Earlier, he uses irony in referring to the building as so fine a skyscraper. On reflection, his tone is mocking, where he states that the building is an insult to the refined and graceful customs house, which it shames by its lofty dimensions. The poet's anger is also evident from the fact that the building stands in memory of Larkin, shot Connolly. Students react in very different ways to this poem. While it is not a favourite poem for most students, some do feel Clark's anger and agree with his view that society has become very materialistic while the poor have been neglected within a wealthy society. Think of the rising numbers of homeless people in Ireland in the 21st century. How does this make you feel? Other students feel that Clark has gone over the top on this one and that he is wrongly critical of progress in the city. Therefore, your own reaction to what Clark is saying in the poem will affect the mood. The final heading is personal response. In Ireland today, there is a lot of talk about housing and buildings and the environment. Do you think Clark's poem is in any way relevant to us today in the 21st century? From reading the poem, did you get a particular impression of Clark as a poet or perhaps as a person? Is there any particular building in your own area that you think is something of an eyesore? Does the poem raise the question about what buildings should or should not be? For example, should they be simply functional? Or should they also blend into the environment and look visually appealing? Finally, do you think buildings have always represented particular values in a society? Think of the ancient pyramids, the classical buildings in Rome, the high-rise modern office buildings in Dublin's Dockland areas. The question then is, what do you personally think of the values which New Liberty Hall symbolises?